Amay Vidam Shul, let's start again then. Amay Vidam Shul. So he said, we discussed yesterday what that means. He really holds like a Gracie, that's a Rosh Hashanah, really old there. Gracie, oh, that no, it's a third shitter. How can you tell me this person not from a Kaddish? Just like your mastic for Kiddish, this is your mastic for Avdolo. My mastikin, what does it mean by mastikin? Lav laki shulchan, doesn't it mean to be oike the shulchan, to take away the shulchan? And take the chasam also in. I'll say the question. Shmuel says, the halacha is not like a bida, not like a bi yoisi, but rather, pray is not for Mekadosh. Bring the Gemara Kasha, it's all true, because here in Shmuel, because Shmuel elsewhere said, Kishem shemastikin lekiddush, kach mastikin adora. Says that you're mastik for kiddush, so you're mastik for adora. So what did Shmuel mean by mastikin? Didn't he mean Akiris HaShulchan? Didn't he mean saying Birz HaMozim and cracking the table and starting the meal fresh? Isn't that what he meant? Isn't that what Shmuel meant?
Oh.
We're asking a student Shmuel. Shmuel in answer he says, Paris Mahapur Makadish. And elsewhere Shmuel said, the word Kishim Shemastikin the Kiddush, Kach Mastikin Avdolah. What does the word Mastikin mean? Doesn't it mean you're mastic, you're oikos shulchan, you take away the table and you start afresh? So you see,
or just cover it.
Well, it doesn't. That's what Gemara's question was. Doesn't, isn't that what mastikin means? Mastikin means you take away the table, and then the Gemara answers back, no, no. He meant mapo. Right? So that was the Gemara's question. Shmuel telling me mapo, but also he says, Geshein shemastikin, gach mastikin. And since he used the notion of mastikin, mastikin means the table, taking away the table. Doesn't that what it means?
Why was there a siren, or why was there a question on this?
Because Shmuel said in Asug that he just took his mapo mekadish. And then he says, the notion, Geshein shemastikin, akiddish, gach mastikin, avdole. Today he seems to say that what does mastikin mean? Says the Gemara, doesn't mastikin mean that you're mastik to doesn't mastikin mean that you're out at the table? Rabbanah, what's your problem? No, you shouldn't be.
So we're just trying to say that it's supposed to be a short interruption
but Shmuel was saying short interruption. And now we're asking as well, it seems to say that you need to have a complete end of a meal and start the press. You need to bench and start the press. So what I thought Bernard would ask was, where do you see anything from these words about uprooting a table more than covering over the chalice? Shmuel told us that what you have to do, you have to cover over the chalice. That's what you have to do. Says the Gemara, but Shmuel said elsewhere, just like you have to be mastik for Avdolah, so do you have to be, just like you have to be mastik for Kiddush, so do you have to be mastik for Avdolah. And by then we think that means with benching and starting it fresh. Why do we think that? Shmuel told us that mastik is just covering over the chalice. So why should we think that in the first place?
According to
that's true. Akiras Hashulchan means any bench.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah. Where is he saying it? He's just in the word mastikin. The Gemara is asking that, well, I've got a question on you. You're telling me all you have to do is have a is to be praised now by Mekadesh. It's not true. You said elsewhere mastikin means mastikin. You said elsewhere mastikin and mastikin we think means Akiras Hashulchan. Why do you assume that? Maybe I'm speaking means praise and Abba Makadish.
The question comes because Shmuel said two different things.
What did Shmuel say?
He said, Puras Mappa.
Praise
and
Abba.
He said, Oker Shochan.
No, he didn't say Oker Shochan.
Because shame, it's the,
please be said. Doesn't say the word about Akir Sofon, just says the word Mashikin.
Okay.
And we're assuming, says the Gemara, that Mashikin doesn't mean praise Abba Makadish.
Doesn't it mean take away the table?
Well, why do you assume that? Don't assume that.
Right.
Mashikin means praise Abba Makadish. Why do you assume that, Bechral? No, so maybe it means to cover over the maybe it means to cover over.
But we never should really
that's what Shmuel told us. That was
Is there a din with Havdalah that you can't have food in front of you? If you can't have that, then it's Kiddush is the same?
Hold on. So, two possible answers. One answer is what I think the pastors of the Rashbam, Rashi, nobody speaks this out, which they seem to imply that the word Mastikin implies a proper break. Shmuel didn't say here the words Mastikin. Shmuel just said in our sugya, the halacha is not like a not like a b'yisi, but rather praise Napa Makadish. That's all Shmuel said. Just rather praise Napa Makadish. But somewhere else, Shmuel actually said the word Mastikin. The word Mastikin seems to imply Akiz HaShulchan. That's why the Gemara thought that it means Akiz HaShulchan, because Mastikin sounds like a complete break. That is the reason why I'm saying this chart is because nobody says anything on the page, which seems to imply that that's how they understand.
But what do the Chachamim say later about this? Don't we? Aren't we? Isn't Shmuel saying we go like the Chachamim?
Shmuel says about
Rabbi.
Right. That's what we go like. This we go like the Chachamim. The Chachamim say praise Rav Makadish. They don't say the word Mashpika. So, but elsewhere, Shmuel did use the word Mashpika. So maybe that implies that that Mashpika means the proper break. That's what the Gemara thought. The Gemara thought the word Mashpika means on the top of the omelet. The Gemara thought Mastikin is a proper break, and therefore the Gemara asked that my Mastikin, lab like you, Sulchon, could you use the word Mastikin? To which the Gemara Machadish, no, loy le mapo. You can use the word Mastikin also for mapo. That is how possibly the Rishonim learned.
So here, Shmuel's not holding Mastikin.
No, so as the Gemara says, you can use the word Mastikin even for Peres Mapo Mekadish. Although Shmuel said of the word here, the word Mastikin, he did not mean that he's pulling away the tape and he's starting afresh, but rather he meant that Peres Mapo Mekadish. Everyone, we just do a quick chazal of the question, maybe you have a better parrot. That the Gemara of Aleph brought down Shmuel and said, the halacha is not like Yehuda, not like B.A.B.A.C., but rather Peres Mapo Mekadish. And the Gemara asked the question, ain't it not true? Why not? Because Shmuel says elsewhere, "Kishen shemastikin nefidish, kach mastikin avdol." So we can ask, "My love, akiz the shulchan. My mastikin, love akiz the shulchan. Isn't that taking off the table?" And if there's a serious contradiction to what Shmuel said elsewhere, Shmuel by us told us what we need in Shmuel's mouth from Kaddish. And then he said, you need that Kiddush HaShulchan. Why did he say you need that Kiddush HaShulchan? Because he said Mastika. And we're assuming that Mastika means that Kiddush HaShulchan. Right? So we're asking, what's the question? Why do you assume that Mastika means that Kiddush HaShulchan? Maybe Mastikin just means Peres Mapo or Makadish. And he said there's no steer between Shmuel. That was the question. You run the joint? No. So the answer we suggested is the Gemara assumed that Mastigin is a stronger loss than Posen Arba Mekadesh. Mastigin is that you have a break in the meal. So break in the meal means you bench, then you start again, which is like Kirtas Olchon, as opposed to some Posen Arba Mekadesh, which doesn't have that expression of Mastigin on that. So Shmuel also says Mastigin, he means to be Okas Olchon. That was the Gemara's question. So he's going to answer back, no, it means the Mappa. It does not mean like Okas Olchon, it means the Mappa. That's the pshat which we are suggesting inside. In the back, if you have a Moshe, there's a Zoom. The Moshe has a different pshat. I'll read that out to you. The Moshe asked this question.
What's the house thing for our daughter that we need to be I understand for kids you need to cover the color for all the reasons we got. For our daughter, what do you have to cover the color for?
Why do you have to cover the colors?
Well, what is the storage mother for our daughter?
So it could be for a number of reasons. Number one, it could be because you said it's a bazaar for the lechem. They are doing Abdullah on wine and on lechem. Right, that's the bazaar. That is the bazaar, the fact that you can't do Abdullah on lechem.
But Abdullah, you're not preparing to have a meal.
Right. You're carrying on eating and you have lechem, so why didn't you do Abdullah on your lechem? You're in the middle of a meal.
Why can't you wait till the end of the meal to make a meal?
Oh, so this opinion holds that come Shabbos, after Shabbos, just like we know you're not allowed to eat before Abdullah, so too if in the middle of a meal you have to stop to Abdullah and continue eating.
Been in the wrong shore.
This opinion, although we don't pass on that. That's this opinion, we don't pass
on
that.
So many times in where the meal is carrying on.
Yeah.
Eventually,
Ma'ariv and Davin, then you do. That's how we pass him, and it's certainly the right way. But this opinion holds on that. This opinion says, no, you're also master of Abdullah.
I understand.
That's one reason by Shabbos. One reason by Shabbos. You'll say that's not again by Abdullah?
Well,
so the main thing that should say is, are you have to bathe before you make up the or you don't have to bathe before you make up? That's really the discussion.
Yeah, but Shmuel says you don't need to bench, but you do need to cover it. Right? There is actually, I know you're saying it's not again, but there is actually a lot of Achrein in Alam that there is an Indian of starting the weekday meal after Adon. The reason why you're not allowed to eat before Adonah is because Adonah has to be the first eating of the week. This is now the beginning of my weekday eating. A lot of them say this. So that was how we explained the Gemara. But the Matzah answered the question. The Matzah, I just saw where it was, 1 second. It's on those are habits, it's on page 68, second column. I'll read it out to you. So he quotes the Gemara, my love like you, so come learn a mafo. Vimtoima, here's an expression that's good to know. Vimtoima, udukorilo, my korilo means, what was your havamina? What was the havamina? What was the havamina on the question? The Gemara says, Shmuel told us all you need is to put his mafo. That's all you need is. And now Shmuel says, you need that kiddush, you need mastikin. Say that. So what you have a minute to say is a contradiction. Maybe mastikin means first Marco Mikadosh. But the Koila, my Koila, what's the question in the first place? She answers different answers. She says, Shlema, Tisolke Daitoch, the Havmina was Medikoma, Kach Mastikin La Havdolo. Since it says Mastikin La Havdolo, Ubavdolo, The Gamaldona Loishayach Priestess Mapo. Here's a Bernard's vault. By Abdullah, it's not Shayach Priestess Mapo. Covering over a cloth, covering over the bread for Abdullah has no purpose, says the Mosca. There's no purpose in that. Why? By Shabbos there is. Why by Shabbos is the idea of covering over the cloth? To Dafka Gabi Kiddush, Priestess Mapo. Dafka by Shabbos, by Kiddush. There's an idea of covering over the bread. Why? Because we want to honor Shabbos. We've made Kiddush, and now we're going to honor Shabbos by introducing our bread to the meal. So we uncover the bread. So Dafka by Shabbos is an Indian in not having the bread open when you make Kiddush. Baba Abdullah is an Indian of introducing the meal to the week. There's no minion on that. Therefore, if by Abdullah it says Mastikin, what does it mean Mastikin by Abdullah?
Actual Mastikin, like
it means to break the meal. And the Gemara says Kishem Shemastikin Lekiddush Kach Mastikin Abdullah, just as we are Mastik for Kiddush, so we're Mastik for Abdullah. Now if we're going backwards, we're Mastik for Abdullah, has to be back his Shulchan. And we said Kishem, so it means Kiddush is also with Akir Sulchan. That's how the Havamin of the Gemara was. Shmuel told us in Ausburger, by Kiddush only needs to place Mapa Makadesh, but elsewhere Shmuel said, Kishem, Shemastikin, the Kiddush, Kach, Mastikin, Abdullah. And Abdullah, I'll call it. If you're telling me there's Ashik, it must mean there's two meals. That's what it must mean. Benching and starting again. Because now no Indian are covering over. It must mean you're telling me there's a break, a physical break. You bench them between, you really split up the meals. And we are equating Kiddush with Abdullah. So it means Kiddush also is in that way. And if so, we have a steer in Shmuel. That's the question of the Gemara according to the Mordechai. Very strong question if that's true. If there's no idea, and this is what Bernard was banging about, if there's no idea but Chalal of first map on Makadish by Abdullah, if there's no idea but Chalal of covering, there's no point because to cover the breast by Abdullah. The idea, if you're going to have our socket, it must mean start the meal afresh, and you're equating the two, so aren't you telling us that Kiddush also means you have to start the meal afresh? And if so, it's a steer to Shmuel. Because Shmuel says, by Kiddush, Boris, Mapo, and Wickham. Yes, sir, John? You must answer the question.
Yeah, I'm not. My understanding is that you are talking about having a meal at half of the time, which then you do anyway. Then you might need to have a massive view, one meal, another one at home. So,
yeah, but Shmuel did say that Kiddush, so just like by Kiddush you have to have our soccer, so to Abdullah you have to have our soccer. That's what Shmuel did say. So he holds it does apply to Abdullah. That is what applies to Abdullah. So says the Mordechai, can't mean that you have to cover over the bread and introduce it. Because there's no such thing as introducing bread to the wheat. So if you're going to tell me by Abdullah you have to have a break, it means something else. It means the meal has to start after Abdullah. Which means I have to have at the bench before Abdullah. And I'm going to start the meal after Abdullah. That's what the Moshe says. And if so, if Shmuel says, Kishain, Shemastikin, the Kiddush, Kach Mastikin Abdullah. The Kiddush of Shmuel is to tell me the din of Avsoka by Abdullah. But the type of Avsoka by Abdullah is what? What type of Avsoka is there by Abdullah? The bench of Kiddush of Shmuel starts afresh. So too, the Kiddush which Shmuel was equating the two, comparing the two, is also benching and starting afresh. That's a very strong question. Shmuel?
Is Shmuel actually essentially referring to other lines of the Shishu? Goes past Abdullah and says, okay, stop, bench, make Abdullah struggle.
Right, indeed. Come to Shmuel, this Shmuel anyway, that if you're in the middle of the Shabbos, so this comes not stop, bench, start again. Make Abdullah start again. Right, that is the Moshe's Shat in the Sugya. So what's the problem with this Moshe? If you'd be learning this Moshe, what would be your question on it? The word must speak him by a dollar must mean a kid to slow on. But that's the question of the Gemara. That is the question of the Gemara. So what's the problem with this question? Such a great question. The problem with the question is the answer of the Gemara. The question's so good, what's the terror? That's the Gemara was. Loi, I must seek another kid. So what's the terrorist? Loi, the mapo. Not seeking means mapo. How can not seeking mean mapo?
We're just going to go on.
No.
No, mapo, that's it.
Well, carry on. But this is
the answer's not coming up?
No. Loi, the mapo. The terrorist is, says the Gemara, you made a mistake. It means the mapo. But the problem is that the Mosul told us not saying a mapo by the Abdullah. How can the Gemara answer back the mapo? No shaykh bichla. The question of the Mosul is so strong that the terrorist of the Gemara is very easy. If the whole question was that by Abdullah is not shaykh mapo, because Abdullah there's no Indian of yatke the choyv. The idea is just you have to stop your meal and start afresh. And we're equating Shabbos of Kiddush, so we're equating Kiddush to Abdullah. So just like Abdullah means start afresh, so too Kiddush means start afresh. So how can Shmuel say by Kiddush, where is Mapa Mekadesh? That was the question. That's it, says the Gemara. No, you made a mistake. Le Mapa. Nafsikin means Mapa. It's not Shaykh Mapa by Abdullah. So what does it mean by Le Mapa? Says the Mosca, the Terrace of the Gemara is, Loi the Mapo, don't equate them. That although by Abdullah it means to start to press the meal, but by Kiddush, when he says Mafsikin by Kiddush, it means the Mapo. So you read it like this, change the Mafsikin the Kiddush, just like when you're Mafsik for Kiddush, which family knows the Mapo. But just like there's a din, you have to be mafsik for Kiddush, so do you have to be mafsik for Abdullah?
Yes.
And what hafsik of Abdullah are you going to be doing? Kiddush Shulchan. The hafsik is not the same hafsik, but the idea is the same idea. You say you have to stop your Shabbos meal.
But for that might be good enough for mafsik.
But for just like you have to stop your Shabbos meal to make Kiddush, so do you have to stop your Shabbos meal to make Abdullah. But when you stop your Shabbos meal to make Kiddush, it's Lemapa. And if you stop your Shabbos meal to make Abdullah, it's where that Kiddush is so from. That's what it says, is Loi Lemapa. Loi Lemapa, the beginning of the words are Lemapa. Let me just read that out to you. Each idea is in a different way. Kiddush is the mapo, Abdullah is the kisro. So there are two possibilities to have to read this Gemara. Why did I say that Adi Rishayim HaKhalik on this Moscha? So the Moscha is such a pshat here, somebody should have spoken this all out too. And no one on the page spoke it out. So Mela, it seems to be that Adi Rishayim HaKhalik on this Moscha. The word of Soka sounds like a Kisah Sofran. That's what we thought. The word of Soka sounds like a Kisah Sofran. So maybe the Gemara is asking, how can Shmuel say it means they have to place Mapa Mekadesh? He's not true. Shmuel used the word Mafsikin, and we thought the word Mafsikin meant Akeza Shulchan. So is the Gemara answer back? No, you can use the word Mafsikin also for Mapa. That's a simple way of learning the Gemara, and the way that Pastor Father Yishenim learns as well. But we said the Mosca learns a different way, that there's no idea of a first Mapa by Abdullah. There isn't any idea of a first Mapa. So that was the question. Just like, since you're equating the two, just like by Abdullah, Al-Kochach means Akeza Shulchan, so to Kiddush Al-Kochach means Akeza Shulchan. And so that's a direct contradiction to Shmuel.
That's not how Rav Moshe learns it.
That's how the Moshe learns the question of the Gemara.
He learns the question, yeah. There's the Havamina.
Right. That's the question of the Gemara. The test of the Gemara was, no. They can use the same word Mastikin, and sometimes it will mean a Mapo, and sometimes it will mean a Kiyas HaShulchan. The big nafkamin and the maisa, according to the two ways we learn, is what was Shmuel's day when he came to Shabbat meal and he hadn't Shabbat Shuddis and came nach. What do you have to do now? What does this Shmuel hold? What do you have to do now? Do you have to be accused of Shulchan? Then start again. Or is it good enough for his mapa to cover over? So if you learn like the Modcha, then you would have to do Akiz HaShulchan. If you learn the other way that we learned, no. You thought Mafsikin meant Akiz HaShulchan. No, Mafsikin means Peris Mapa. So you will have
both cases.
Yeah. Okay. Rabba Baravuna. Ikla Lebeyesh Galusa. Rabbi Avuna came to the house of the Reish Gelusa. Icy Takal Kame. They brought him a table. Brought him a table means that on the table was the food ready for the Shabbos meal. So they brought it to him before he made Kiddush. First Mapo v'Kiddush. He covered over the Mapo, he covered over the bread, and he made Kiddush. Now before we see the Rashbam, I want to carry on one more line. Tanya Namahochi, you have a price that's similar to this. Now here, we're going to miss out this word v'shovin. Rashbam is going to explain to us why. We're going to miss out the word v'shovin. Tanya Namahochi, Ein Mevin et Hashulchan, you do not bring the table to the Shabbos meal before you make Kiddush. And in King Kiddush, first you do Kiddush and then you bring the table. Vim Hevi. But if you did bring it, first Mapo Mekadosh, then you bring, then you cover over the bread and you make it. In the olden days, it used to be that people used to be reclining on the couches, and then they would bring them the table with the food on. At which stage do you bring the table with the food on? So the Gemara, you make Kiddush, and then you bring the table with the food on. Not beforehand. Why? Because I now make Kiddush, and I'm now honoring the Shabbos by bringing the meal of the Shabbos. After I make Kiddush, and I've sanctified the Shabbos, oh, now here's my Shabbos. But if you brought the food already beforehand, so now you don't need to start taking anything away. Just put it up on the Kaddish, cover over, make Kiddush, and then you will reveal the food in all of Shabbos. That's the idea where we come, one of the ideas of Lecha Mishnah. So the shayla which a lot of people ask, is there any inyan in having the chalas on the table when you make Kiddush? Is there any inyan? Is an inyan of having Kiddush with the chalas? So you see this tomorrow or not? You see this tomorrow, of course you must eat the chalas where you made Kiddush. But I'll be Ikadin, you bring the food after you made the Kiddush. The chalas shouldn't be there before. If they're there, then you cover it. But the Ikaloka, the chalas are meant to come afterwards. It sounds like almost busy ever that we have the tables. We don't have tables that can bring in and move around. Our tables are there the whole time. So you've got the shabbos, you've got the table, you've got the chalas prepared before, and you make Kiddush. But be on. The challenge could come afterwards.
You could easily bring challenge to the table after, right?
You could bring challenge afterwards. So the shaila is there a minig bechlal to have the challenge on the table when you make kiddush? One thing is clear, kiddush doesn't need to be there in front of the challenge. But perhaps the person might say, different form, perhaps the person might say that there's an inyan that the challenge should be on the table when Shabbos comes in. That's such an inyan. In the olden days, the challah was on the table, and then they brought the table. Nowadays, we don't bring the table, but maybe there's an inyan that the challah should be on the table when before you make Kiddush. There's no makoy from it in the Gemara. But perhaps somebody might say such a theory. There's no makoy. In the Gemara, the thing is, you do not need to make Kiddush in front of the challah. But perhaps there's an Indian at least, maybe there's an Indian that the challah should be on the table when you make Kiddush. Which table? Sometimes from here, it could be there. But there's an Indian perhaps that the challah should be on the table when you make Kiddush. The Orach HaShulchan, he writes, he's the only one that I found who writes that the challah should be on the table when you make Kiddush. He's the only one. No one else said that. The challah should be on the table when you make Kiddush. And
see one.
And he doesn't say, are we seeing that in Kishon Sukkot?
You don't get to say the three reasons for having recovering and all the recovery. If the colour isn't there, it doesn't need to be coupled in theory because it's not there and it wouldn't be embarrassed by the colour. But because one of the reasons for having the colour cover is because of the morning view, then we have to have a couple.
But it could be inside cover.
It could be inside cover, but because of the other reasons.
Which other reasons? Feel free. Which other reasons?
The other reasons for covering the colour, namely it would be embarrassed, whatever.
It wouldn't be embarrassed if it's not there.
If we want to apply all three reasons to having the vessel in the colour, and we want them all to apply, and then we need the colour to be there. The shame.
I understand that, but that sounds a little bit like this, no? If I want to get you. So you mustn't embarrass the challah, so let's embarrass and uncover it. There's no idea that we have to go out of our way to try and make sure that we're sure we're not embarrassing the challah. I don't know, John's maybe saying an interesting idea. If we start that sort of thing, we have to show we don't want to embarrass the challah. And that way is only if it's on the table. It's a very interesting thought, but well, we're sure that the Gemara wasn't that happy. Yeah, the Gemara there wasn't that happy. You said the challah's outside, didn't it?
The Shem Shabbat and the Shem Yom Tov were the only one of the three that I got that said maybe it should be there. The other two.
But why should it be there? So the Orchid Shulchan is the only one that says that it should be there. He says because of Yaakov the Shabbos, but it's something famous for showing up. Because to show honor for Shabbos. But show honor for Shabbos and bringing the colors up to honor for Shabbos. But interestingly, his son wrote a sefer called Bor Sha'ona. And in Tfilis Mustaf of Rish Chodesh, he writes there that his father used to bring the challahs after Kiddush. Okay? So I don't know what you want to do with this. I don't know what you want to do with this after Silva. It's hard to find the Makrefe, but his father, he himself didn't used to do that. He used to bring the challahs after the Kiddush. But all that said and done, as we'll see in the Sugya Pasta, there's no Makar bringing the Chalitz to the table. In family Jacobson, we do bring the Chalitz to the table. So that's what my parents did, and my father and all the parents and all do. So that's why we do it. There does seem to be such a minhag. There does seem to be a minhag to have the Chalitz on the table when you make dinner. And I don't know what it's from, but it's from
the minhag to wash before they make kiddush, and then they go straight into...
Right, so according to those, it'll
be a hefzid.
According to those, of course the Chalitz has to be on the table. Yeah. Yeah, come to them.
The Shmuel did either Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Yehuda, they did it this way.
Yeah.
Ezra of my mother, which is, she likes a little block, she wants the one, but she puts the one out covered. So when I do the wine, I have that one over there, but it is covered. Then I go get the warm ones to plate at her, so is that okay? That's like, oh, well.
That has no basis. Just solemn bias. Yeah, no, I'm saying no basis to have one challah on the table at least.
My wife puts it down, I can't even hold it.
We're saying that there's no basis to have one challah on the table and bring the hot one afterwards. I bring both afterwards, I bring both beforehand, or do what you want. But I'll see what we're learning here. There's no basis. There's a famous story about somebody who came home and he saw on the table that the challahs weren't covered. Which rabbi was it? Yeah, we said the story. Right. So the challahs weren't covered, and he had brought home with him a Rosh Shiva. He was like very upset that his wife didn't cover the challahs, and he started turning off his wife in front of Rosh Shiva. And Rosh Shiva said, the whole point of covering the challahs is not to embarrass him, one of the points. And he's going embarrassing a person. Stop. Okay, let's carry on the Gemara. Rashi. So we'll see by the end of this Rashbam, we'll think about that. Not that I know of.
Why are we differentiating challah?
Because challah is the main meal. Challah is the main meal. Although of course we need both and we all have, but Ains say you're not eating your Shabbat meal unless you have your challah. You eat it without meat.
Normally you have to break the first of the bread, right? You say yes.
offered it only to the first of the bread.
Right, first
in every meal.
Yeah, so.
And here today you're doing it the other way.
Oh, I see. No, that's exactly. He's asking if the reason is because you have to bring in Shabbos. On our Shabbos. Yeah, go ahead.
Sure, I mean, it's not
do you have to cover the things?
Not to add your main meal in there, but
Okay, let's see the Rashbam. Rashbam kach maspike nador. If they're eating a meal on Shabbos until night, maspike nachilos and avdim. You stop eating and you grab dollar. My lama kis shulchan. We thought a man takis shulchan. It's going to change the maspike. We use the word maspike. Nechlav dali tragim a mapo. It seems to imply the mapo not. Which is glad to know mapo zotkes. Talking of getting up about bachon ekle beishkulus. I see takala kame. They brought a plate, a table. Everything comes in. Chorus mapo kis. Chaninam ahochi. The logos fina and visovin. Says Rashbam, we do not have the gifts of visovin. Remember, visovin in Agama is in brackets. Without visovin, and he's going to explain later on in the next Rashbam, why not? Hello, Abigail. Ein Mavin. Hochi Perusha. Rabba Baba Khan Ekelebe Eshkulusa. Rabba Khana came to the house of Eshkulusa. Veloya Yoichlim Kenachasera. They were not eating. They weren't eating before night. It wasn't that he had to break his meal. Starting a meal from afresh. But after he left the Beit Knesset, it became dark. And he wanted to have his meal. I still tuck all the coming. They brought the table in front of him. They put the bread on the table. Shemoi sha'onu oisim koidim kiddush. Like we do before kiddush. We indeed have the chalak on the table before kiddush. Paras map on a lechem, he covered over the cloth over the lechem. Bachalka kiddush, and then he was mekadosh. The fi, why? Why did he cover over the lechem? The fi, shebir toinoi. His real wish was Eloi hoyu mavim et alechem ala shulchan alach hakiddush. He would have preferred that they wouldn't have bought the bread until after kiddush. Like we're going to learn soon. Therefore he covered over a cloth over the lechem. That's as if one has removed the table of Chamisha Inu, as if it's not there. A similar proof. Shekach Shekein Oisim.
That similar or similar? Doma.
She ain't a doma. It's a she ain't a doma. I read that. She ain't a doma.
This
goes to the one. Chemisha Eina. As if it's not there. Now he's bringing a rise to this idea that bringing a table will sin say. Let's read it first. A rive, this is what they used to do. The Ktoni Masnizan, the Mishnah says, Mokzu lo yikos ishin. Vachalkach heviu lepon agirokish. That they would first pour the cup and then they would bring the rockets. Why were the rockets not on the table when they made the kiddush? So you see, they would bring things after kiddush. So today the normal thing would be to make kiddush and then they would bring the table, then bring things afterwards. And the Gemara says, "Mechazeres mitalon mitalbo mechazeres mechilal." The Adash lo yaisi. You see, until kiddush, they didn't bring the other things. So why is it? Why do we not have things in front of us when we make kiddush? Or if we do, why do we have to cover it? The timer says, "Rasbam ki depeish v'shiltis of rechoy goy." V'shiltis of rechoy goy. We have it in the Shulchan. In Parshas Vayishma Yitzchak, the shiltis was written on Chumash. It's like a medrash, but it's written on Chumash. It's not really a medrash. It's a v'chay goyin compiled a whole bunch of halachas based on the parshas. And in Parshas Vayitzchak, That's the story. Yeah. In Pashas Vishayitzai, he says like this. The Kotzbu Ochi says this. For Kravi Tacho, and to bring a table. You have to know Aramaic for this. For Kravi Tacho, to bring a table. Mikami, you know what Mikami means? No?
Before,
very good, Motzon. Before Deliktish, before you do Kiddusha. Before Deliktish, Kiddusha the Shabbos. Before you do Kiddusha on Shabbos, Loi Makivinon. You do not bring it. Bringing a table before you do Kiddush, you do not do it. Meaning, go. My time is. Why? Chiechi the Tzeisi Suda Yaked Shabbos. We want to bring Shabbos the meal out to cover Shabbos. But make Kiddush, oh, here's our covered Shabbos. So if you come home and everything's already on the table, and then you make Kiddush, so where's this aspect of bringing out the meal, the covered Shabbos, it was there already in the weekday? Eichet Kivi says filter if you did bring it. Loim is salkin on there. You don't take it away. Tell a place mapo, place on a mapo mekadosh. The time because by the time Rishovin, Shein Levin Sashulchan. Yeah, so this word Rishovin is going to take it after. The Tanya, Shein Levin Sashulchan, I don't give Kiddush. Unless you did Kiddush, the Navy, first you did. First mapo, first on a mapo mekadosh. Says the shilt is the heicha the askil suudoso. When you started your meal, mid the anha. You know what anha means? Mehira. No, nehira. For the nun.
Vision.
Yeah, when it was the light. Yeah. Saginah means he has a lot of light. The nehira means light. When it was the light. From Mali Shabso on Er Shabbos, the Kaddish Ole Yoimo, and then he made Kiddush, or became Shabbos, Kaddish Ole Yoimo, it became Shabbos, Poyus Mapo, on the Kaddish. Your Poyus Mapo on the Kaddish. On the time of the Enogu, because of this, the Negev, this Poyus Mapo, the Lechem Adlaki Kiddush, which is supposed to be something, that's where I'm when it comes to cover of our bread. Until after Kiddush.
The command seems to be that he would have been happier if they wouldn't have brought the bread.
Right. Right. Again, there might be an idea, so I haven't found any Makori for apart from the mini, that the Shabbos table has to have the chalitz on. Where is it from? I don't know. But we don't have a steer from this command because the chalitz used to be on the table there. And then they would bring the whole table.
During the week, didn't they have a small table for the leading of the shop? They would have been one out.
No. Every person would have their own table.
Besides that, it's for Shabbos. And they'd have their own couch.
Actually, we all have one big table if we have different couches. We're lying down. How big were the tables? How big? How long? The big person is 1.8 meters tall, and they're all lying down. And they have a table next to them. So that's one table, one side already.
So he makes Kiddush, everybody makes the one. He makes mostly everybody eats the bread.
Yeah.
What bread? Does he cut in?
No, not necessarily. He's supposed to have own bread on the table.
And nobody eats the
bread. What is that like? Yesh Mepholshim says that Rashbam, Yesh Mepholshim, that this story was not in the beginning of Shabbat.
Excuse me, Rob, why would they take the tables away? And even make the same table?
Come Shabbat.
Take them away, bring back.
Come Shabbat.
They don't bring the food on the table.
Food on the table.
So they take away Friday away, here comes the Shabbat.
He came to his goods for whole you may subin and asukum ayam Shabbos. They were already having their meal from before Shabbos. The kiddush yomal poris mapo mekadosh and became Shabbos and they covered it. Fully nearly says Ashbam, that's not the pshat. So Bryce says kamei. The next Bryce we're talking about the mesiyan imino lemefash v'asloka is not talking about when in the middle of the meal. Rather, talking about the beginning of the meal and I'm skilled to chilas day the Shabbos, the beginning of eating on the Shabbos. The Mela says the Rashbam, this story of Reish Kalutza, of Rabbi Barahur, of Chinder Reish Kalutza, was talking about the beginning of his Friday night meal. They brought him out of the table. He wasn't happy about it. He covered over the food in order to ask the Kiddush, he can now welcome him to Shabbos by removing the challah. Dekel. Dekel is the Yiddish word for chalakava. Right? The chalakava.
Function.
Yeah, in Hebrew, yeah. Right. So I want to do one more Rashbam, Vishavin, because this Rashbam on Vishavin is saying that the Gears are not really Vishavin. What does Vishavin mean? Well, we know there was a machlekes of Yehuda and if you see about to start the meal, you have to stop. Sebastian's going on that. Says our family dana hechikot. We could have maybe you could say v'shavim means if you see Yehuda, if you see Yehuda, the plague of Asaka. Hocha moide if you see the chaschela mias ein mevin kodesh kiddush. Even though if you see all, you're allowed to continue eating. If you hadn't started your meal, then the chaschela you shouldn't bring the table until you make kiddush. Have a piece of leofa and lach a kiddush. The pants of shavim means even though it says if you're ready, you can keep the table there, make kiddush afterwards. If you haven't started your meal yet and you want to make kiddush, don't bring the table until you make kiddush. Here's the Mephoshi, the Shomim means Bishamay Bitilel, the Pilig Bele Dvorim, the Omi Bishamay Nekim Yedayim Vachkech Mishing as a Kreis, the Kiddush. The Machlekes and Brochers there, they speak whether you have to wash your hands before making Kiddush or after making Kiddush. So that is whether you're going to be Metamah the Kreis. So you have to wash your hands before making Kiddush or after making Kiddush. Bishamay say you wash your hands first, Bishamay say you don't. I feel lucky. Here comes the not all your dog. If you did wash your hands, Moedim Bishamai, Deim Evin Sashulchan Ma'uchim. Although you've already washed your hands, Bishamai say you washed your wash hands, although you've already washed your hands, don't bring the table yet. And then King Kiddush, first make Kiddush and then bring the table, like we explained, to honor the Sabbath. And here the Enai says the Rashbam, the Aidi Dominion, the Kamei Tona Chodoshovit, Shem Maschilin, Shibshu Lemala Atroi. Says the Rashbam, this word Vishavin is a toast. Since we're soon going to talk about Vishavin, they put in the Vishavin in this Braitha. Indeed, there's nothing to do with toast, with the Yom Regis, you know. I want to just explain what the Rashbam wants in all this, and then we can stop it for today. I want to explain what he wants. What he wants is like this. We've had till now machlokes of Yehuda and Rabbeinu about if it's eating a meal and then you have to stop. That's what we've had till now. This braisa is not talking about stopping. This braisa is talking about starting a meal. So why are you saying Mishavim? What's the machlokes of Yehuda and Rabbeinu got anything to do with starting a meal, whether you have to cover over the bread or not? Well, you have to bring the table. What's he going to do with it? That's the Rashbam, three possible truths. Number one is, although Rabbi Yitzchak generally says you can continue eating, but if you haven't started yet, don't bring your table. Well, that's not really connected to machlokes, but somewhat connection. Number two is Bishamayol, that you have to wash your hands before making kiddush. Yeah, you wash your hands, but don't bring the table yet. Then you bring the table afterwards. And number three is the toast. It does not mention the shaman in the first place. So start bringing the bride and dance on. Do not bring the table to the table to the person before making the kiss. Right. Right.
One is don't bring the table before kiss. So that second is he washes his hands and what? Wash his hands. And
don't bring the table yet. And third is the mistake. The mistake. Doesn't say the word Vishavim.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Officially tomorrow is Thursday, so officially tomorrow we get to a Chazal on what we learned this week. But today, at least, please, if you wouldn't mind, I wanted to finish off the main subject. So if you wouldn't mind today getting till Oysom in the Gemara, a little bit more in the Gemara, a tiny bit more in the Rashbam. Thank you. fulfills Shikitsu Vizaknez, it's only be more than Ashvan, and the Tosfos until Yitzhakiv is Yotsu, not inclusive. And then next week we can start the next Sugya. That's the plan anyway, so please try finish off the Tosfos with Rashbam and Tosfos.
And then you
Yes, Shitim or Chazor, and the Chazor Shitim. Stop that, it's coming out offline. I have a tremendous amount of